with SRN News. I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. Republican Nikki Haley has jumped to second place in the final Iowa poll before Monday's caucuses. Here's White House correspondent Greg Clugston.
According to the influential Iowa poll, Haley has overtaken Ron DeSantis, but still trails Donald Trump by a substantial margin. Sponsored by the Des Moines Register, NBC News, and Mediacom, the poll shows Trump with 48% of likely Republican caucus goers. Haley is now in second place at 20%, followed by DeSantis in third place at 16%. Overall, two-thirds of Iowans say their minds are made up. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Icy winter weather blanketing the U.S. as a wave of Arctic storms threaten to break low temperature records in the heartland and spread cold and snow from coast to coast. It's casting a chill over everything ranging from football playoff games to presidential campaigns as the three-day Martin Luther King Jr. Day holiday weekend begins Saturday. The weather forecast for the U.S. is a crazy quilt of color-coded advisories. An ice storm warning in Oregon. And a blizzard in the northern plains. Thousands of troops in Acapulco are not any deterrent to violence there.
The Mexican government sent 25,000 troops to Acapulco after the resort was hit by Hurricane Otis back on October 25th, but the city's main business chamber reports gang threats and attacks have caused about 90% of the city's passenger vans to stop running, and that's affecting the resort's main form of transport and forcing businesses to close early. Category 5 hurricane killed 52 people and severely damaged almost all of the resort's hotels. Ron DeRockstra reporting.
The attacks on commercial ships in the Red Sea by Yemen's Iran-backed Houthi rebels are rerouting trade away from a crucial corridor that's delaying shipments on everything from oil to natural gas to grain and toys. This is SRN News. Is the tide turning in the battle over transgenderism? Some evangelical leaders think it might be.
Take a look at what's going on with regards to Europe. Europe crossed that precipice long before the United States did. And you know what? They're backtracking. The Tavistock Clinic in London, which is the biggest clinic that did these kinds of surgeries and puberty blockers and cross-sex hormones, they're now shutting down. As of 2024, they will be no more.
Matt Staver is founder of Liberty Council.
Many of the European countries are walking back this whole transgender issue. And some of that is happening in the United States as well. A number of states are getting involved to say enough is enough. No puberty blockers, no cross-sex hormones, no mutilating surgeries on minors.
In fact, 22 states have banned sex change operations on children, and several others are considering such legislation. A growing number of people who have undergone such treatment are also expressing dissatisfaction, and some are filing lawsuits. This is SRN News. The Buffalo Bills wildcard playoff game against the Pittsburgh Steelers that was scheduled for today has been moved to tomorrow amid a forecast for truly dangerous winter weather.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul and other officials say they're making the change for safety's sake. Up to 2 feet of snow is projected to fall on the Buffalo region over a 24-hour period beginning tonight. Officials advise residents to stay off the roads beginning at nightfall, with a driving ban taking effect at 9 p.m. Eastern Time.
That's correspondent Ken Lorman. Today is Sunday, January the 14th, and on this date in history, 1784, the U.S. ratified the Treaty of Paris, ending the Revolutionary War. Britain followed suit in April. On this date, 1952, NBC's Today Show premiered with Dave Garraway as host. On this date, 1954, Marilyn Monroe and Joe DiMaggio were married. This is SRN News.